The final aspect of the fire is the blue flames. The blue flames is the spiritual power of God. Jesus demonstrated spiritual power through the exorcisms, the casting out of the demons. The angels and Jesus, their whole ministry, their realm of expression, corresponded with three distinct arenas, three distinct vibrational frequencies, three distinct bandwidths. The first is truth, the living truth, the gospel, which is the certainty of the risen Christ within you. Jesus says, the kingdom is within you. God lives in the kingdom. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom is here. Didn't say it was coming. The kingdom is at hand. Be of good cheer, I have conquered the world. That's Christ talking, not Jesus the man. Remember, most of modern Christianity is stuck in idolatry, idolizing the image of Jesus. He warned against this. This is a spiritual path, requiring a spiritual practice, requiring a spiritual attitude, a spiritual orientation of our consciousness away from the physical. So it's the Spirit of Christ talking through the man who had become sufficiently transparent to allow that. He'd surrendered his personality, his own ego, his own identity, to the degree that the Spirit of life was talking through him. And it's the same Spirit that's in us. The Bible tells us this. This is simply the truth. Created in the image and likeness of God, spiritually speaking, we are a mirror image of the Spirit of life, which is, the name for that is, the Christ, Christ consciousness, the Christ Spirit. That's what it is. The only Son of the living God, the only child of God, means that Spirit is one singularity. That's why it says it shines in the eyes of us all. So, that is the gospel. That's the living truth. That's the good news. It's in us. And all we have to do is allow it to shine, which is very much a process of dissolving everything that isn't that. And the foundation of that is moving away from the obsession with the physical image of the self, the physical body, the physical form, the personality, the persona, and the willing surrender to the Spirit within us, the pure Spirit, not the Spirit of the world, which animates our ego and obsesses us with ego desires and fears and all the rest of it, but the pure Spirit, which we experience through stillness, through practice. And this living truth is the golden fire. And Jesus embodied that. It is the Christ Spirit. It is the Christ consciousness. So the gospel of salvation is the living truth that Jesus embodied, demonstrating the possibility that exists in you, and told you this. We can do greater things than him. That's what he said. Now, whether you believe that Jesus walked on the face of the earth or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the mythology of Jesus is absolutely and utterly encoded into the human psyche, into the human soul, into our consciousness. And the message in there, the spiritual message in there, contains the truth. So that's what Jesus embodied, that living truth. The angels, there are three classifications of angels. There are the messenger angels, which are here to share the gospel, the good news, the salvation, and, you know, rejoice in that, singing Hosanna in the highest about that, the victory of God, the absolute rejoicing in the eternal victory of truth over all illusion, the eternal fact of the living God, the complete victory over all illusion, fear, and everything that goes with it, death, disease, all of it. So the angels, the messenger angels are on that golden frequency as well. And then there is the pink fire, the pink flames, which is all about the love of God. And that was demonstrated through the healing. So the angels, there's healing angels that are the minister, healing. And of course Jesus was always healing. It was the heart of his ministry everywhere he went. So the love removes the symptoms of disease, and disease is the absence of love. When the soul experiences a disconnection from its spiritual nourishment, it becomes diseased. There's a lack of ease. And the love of God heals that disease, and the disease is simply the disappearance of all those symptoms and the restoration of that peace within through a demonstration of love. So Jesus was very, very focused on this as the heart of his ministry, and the healing angels are as well. And then the only other realm that he expressed in, and the angels do as well, is the realm of spiritual warfare. And this is the most overlooked and perhaps least understood of all the realms of spirituality in the Western world. We like to perfume and sugarcoat spirituality. It has to be too pink. Let's make it all pink and tie little crystals on it and everything's going to be fine. But in actual fact, if we ignore the blue, if we ignore the battle that's going on, if we deny the fact of evil, the presence of evil in ourselves and in the world, and the dreadful nature of possession, demonic possession, and the torment that souls are subject to when they leave the nest, when they dissociate from their own inner nature and the home, the environment in which they thrive, and the great parent to which they belong, then these forces of darkness that have grown tremendously powerful through countless generations of nourishment from ego-centered humans living in ignorance, they have a real feast, and they get to do what they do. They get fed, and so they get stronger, and they're able to express what they are. And evil is only able to express evil. And it's all for a very good reason. So we're not in any judgment about this, but we're also not in any denial. And evil plays a wonderful, wonderful role in providing a very clear and a very definite reminder of what the consequences are of abandoning one's inner nature and adopting something utterly alien. And the consequences of it are severe. And we've all experienced this torment to one degree or another, and we can see it in the anguish and exhaustion, the fear, the torment, and the mental, the psychological and psycho-emotional, psycho-spiritual torment that so many souls are in. And it's epidemic all over the world. It's written on the faces, in the eyes of so many people. So spiritual warfare is very, very real. And Jesus devoted a third of his ministry to dealing with it, confronting it square on, calling it out, and letting it know that it was nothing. Because it is. When you're standing in the power of God, the presence of God, the peace of God, the love of God, the truth of God, evil has no power over you whatsoever. But it's here to sift the wheat from the chaff. It's here to sort out the men from the boys. It's here to expose Dal Quack. Check that poem out by Rumi. Dal Quack. It's here to expose the inauthentic. And so we all have this false, plastic, counterfeit version of ourself running all the time. And that's what the ego is. and we burn that off in the blue fire, in the blue flames. This is where the power of God comes in. So we can sit in the golden fire with that Nizche faith. Nizche is the old Sanskrit word for that burning seed. And we can feel the blessings and the benevolence of that love. Here comes the rain again. It always rains when I'm telling the truth. And we can enjoy the beauty of the healing of that love. And then we can bring in that blue fire, those blue flames on our right side. And those blue flames, they really give us the spiritual protection. They really define who we are in terms of being embodiments of a living truth. Our blue fire is our warrior presence. It's the perimeter, the boundaries within which we live as sovereign beings of the risen Christ, solid in that faith, burning in that golden fire, ambassadors of love with those pink flames glowing, healing ourselves, and our presence is a healing gift to others. The blue fire, the power of God keeps everything off. 1/3 of the angels are engaged in spiritual warfare all the time. This is a recurring theme, spiritual warfare, the preservation of the kingdom. So this is a wonderful quality in this fire. So we can sit in this fire now. This gold and pink and blue. And the power feeds the faith. So the blue feeds the gold. And when the blue and the gold come together, it makes this wonderful emerald color. So the emerald is the blend of the power and the truth of God. And there's an old story about the Marys, the Magdalenas, the disciples of Christ, the women, the females, the Magdalena lineage, they could, there's stories of them being able to manifest this emerald fire. So people could see them burning in an emerald fire. And this emerald, you get that green from the blue and the gold. That means they were expressing the power of God and the truth of God. The women. Interesting. They chose to focus on the power and the truth. I like to focus on the power of the truth. When you consider the New Age community, from the perspective of this fire and these three distinct frequencies and qualities of these flames, we can see that one of the weaknesses and the sickness and the distortion in the New Age community is it's way too pink. If you're too pink, a good example of the too, being too pink is just the free love. It's all good. It's all love. It's all God. And I'm open to it all. So I'll have sex with anyone. I'll embrace everything. I'll embrace all ideas, all channeled information. I'll welcome all spirits, all energies, all entities. Because it's all love, right? That's too pink. And anyone that's had a good look around with their eyes open can see the consequences of that. What a mess you become. Quality of the East Coast of America's approach to spirituality is too gold. Too much gold. And not pure gold. Intellectual libraries and libraries and libraries stacked with all kinds of books. Intellectual approach to spirituality is contaminated gold, impure gold. So it's not a living truth that you experience, that you can breathe into every one of your cells, the foundation of which is faith in a living Christ, a living fire within you, a living God within you. It's a diluted truth, a contaminated truth, which can be read in books, some of it more or less inspiring and informative. It's like mental masturbation. You see? That's dirty gold. And then too much blue is the power trippers, the gurus and the power hungry spiritual practitioners. A lot of the Qigong Tai Chi masters are like this. They go for the power. They might open certain centers, psychic centers, other centers where they have seemingly supernatural powers. They can do extraordinary things, superhuman feats, but they're power crazy. After money, after sex, after things, whatever. Too much blue. And whenever you have one of the frequencies out of control, it's a contaminated version of it anyway. So we need all three. So let's sit now in the fire. Let's sit now in the fire. Let's sit in the golden fire. And let's bring the pink. Smile in the golden and a smile, looking up within. Deep inner conviction, the seed of faith. Turn up the heat of the fire. Bringing in the pink, feeling the love. Feeling the love, feeling the love. And as you're feeling that love, let that blue start crackling in there as well. Creating the emerald with the gold, fortifying the faith, feeling the power of God's love, feeling the power of the living truth. Soft, gentle, deep breath, smiling the golden in a smile, looking up within, looking up within. allowing the Holy Spirit to anoint you from above as you're offering your heart in this violet flame fire. Gold, pink, and blue makes violet. Exquisite, exquisite. Emerald, turquoise, golden gorgeousness. Holographic imagination, 100 trillion smaller flyers making the big one. Burning, burning, burning. This is the practice. Keep the fire burning. Feel the love, feel the power, feel the truth. Now, as a variation on this practice, you can imagine the fire burning individually in each of your 7 major chakras. So you can feel it burning in your crown and just get the gold, the faith, the truth, the living truth, the pink, the love, feeling the love, and then the power, feeling the power and let it feed the faith. You can get that cooking individually in each one of your chakras one at a time. So there's different variations on this practice, and it's up to you to sit in the fire. That's what it's all about, sitting in the fire. God bless. Enjoy.